Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, your friendly neighborhood motivation guru, back with another Daily Boost in 5. Today, we're diving into something super important. Letting go of those pesky negative thoughts and emotions. You know the feeling, right? That knot in your stomach, that buzzing anxiety, those thoughts on repeat that just drag you down. Ever feel like you're stuck in a mental hamster wheel? Well, guess what? We all get there sometimes. Life throws curveballs, stress levels soar, and negativity can creep in faster than a squirrel up a tree. But the good news is, we don't have to be its prisoners. Today, I'm going to give you 5 actionable steps to help you break free from those negative thought patterns and reclaim your mental space. Ready to kickstart some positivity? First things first. Acknowledge your thoughts and emotions. You know, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Don't try to shove them down or pretend they don't exist. Think of it like this. If you ignore a leaky faucet, it's just going to get worse, right? The same goes for those negative vibes. Acknowledge them, give them a name. Is it anger, frustration, fear? Once you identify the culprit, you can start to address it. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. You know those little voices in your head that say things like, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough. Those are just sneaky gremlins trying to sabotage your success. Remember, thoughts aren't facts. They're just interpretations of events. So, challenge those negative narratives with positive affirmations. Replace I can't with I will try, and I'm not good enough if I'm capable and deserving. It might feel a little silly at first, but trust me, it works. Third tip, practice mindfulness. This means being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Sounds simple, right? But it's powerful stuff. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, or simply observe your surroundings. This can help you detach from those negative thought spirals and find a sense of calm. Now, let's talk about gratitude. You know that feeling when something truly wonderful happens, like getting a compliment from a stranger or enjoying a delicious meal? Gratitude amplifies those good feelings. Make it a habit to jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day, no matter how small they seem. It could be a sunny day, a warm cup of coffee, or even just the fact that you woke up healthy and ready to face the world. Finally, take care of yourself. This means nourishing your body with healthy foods, getting enough sleep, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you're feeling physically and emotionally well, it's easier to manage those negative thoughts and emotions. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential for your overall well-being. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly someone bumps into you and spills their coffee all over you. You feel frustrated, angry, maybe even a little embarrassed. But instead of letting that negative energy take over, you take a deep breath, remind yourself to be kind to yourself and that person. And simply say, no worries, happens to the best of us. You then use that spilled coffee as an excuse to treat yourself to a delicious ice cream cone. See? Turning lemons into lemonade. So, remember those 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge your thoughts and emotions, challenge negative thoughts with positive affirmations, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and take care of yourself. This isn't about erasing negativity from your life, it's about managing it in a way that empowers you. You're capable of so much more than those pesky negative thoughts want you to believe. Take this episode with you, share it with a friend who might need a little boost, and leave a review if you found it helpful. Keep shining bright, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow for another Daily Boost in 5.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.